Welcome to another...
Whoa, a little bit of croaky voice there.
Oh, dear. I've just been yelling. Just yelling out in the street as I do.
Come one, come all.
Yeah, come one, come all. The Snitchalance podcast is about to begin.
And we have an audience of zero.
Zero people. We get a couple of people that walk past. We'll let you know if they say anything.
Yeah, they wave. Yeah, sweet and sour. We like to play the sweet and sour game. Like to,
we've played that before on the podcast. Was that a salafap? I'm not sure.
Who knows?
That's the past, Lizzy. Let's live in the present and the future, because coming up on this show, we have an absolute cracker for you. We're going to be talking about Peru,
yep.
Which is just top of mind at the
some
moment.
People confuse it with Spain, or some people say it's the arse of Spain. I have heard that.
Are they confusing it with that, or do they just call it that?
They just call
because
it that.
Because it is that. Speaking of arses, that's exactly what the story relates to. So stick around for that one. It's going to be good. And also, there's been a couple of YouTube guys getting up to mischief.
Oh.
And you're our YouTube expert on this show, Lensman.
YouTube expert?
I want to get you onto this. Well, you're the one who's got the YouTube review games
Michael,
and
YouTube
stuff up there.
Moves so quick, no one can be an expert.
Hey, how many views do you have on YouTube? What's your top viewing video?
60,000.
Yeah, 60,000. That's a lot of views.
That's,
all right?
That's pretty good,
you're
yeah.
a YouTube expert,
I guess
right?
I am.
All right. Don't disappear up your own ass, but
there I go. There he goes again.
Where'd he go? Oh, he's up his own ass again.
Get the plunger. Get him out of there.
You're listening to Snitchalance podcast. All right, Lynn, so we started talking off air. Let's bring the listeners up to speed here.
Yeah.
We were talking about video games.
Yeah.
And whether you could sell video games as a profession.
I think I could sell video games really well as a profession.
I don't doubt you. I reckon you'd be great at selling them. You play a lot of them. You review them on the web and stuff, yep. You'd be perfect for it.
Exactly.
Honestly, I wouldn't put you at that level. I'd put you above that, you know? But it's what you said after that that got me laughing.
Okay.
This is what you said.
Many times I've been at JB.
Yeah.
Just like doing my own little thing, sussing out new games.
JB Hi-Fi.
JB Hi-Fi.
It's a game music store for our international listeners.
And many times I have to help people, mothers particularly, find games for their kids.
Okay.
And often... correct staff when they are wrong.
Right. Okay, you said that you have to.
Yeah.
That is incorrect, Lindsay.
No.
You do not have to do that.
No. Some lady came in and was looking at the Wii U and was like, well, can I play my Wii games on this? And the guy says, no, it's a different system. My ears pricked up. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, Lindsay Know-It-All comes in.
Yes, just you going, can play Wii games.
Correction police are here.
Hey, I'm just trying to help the industry.
Yeah.
I'm helping people know what's available and the correct information.
How many JB stores are you banned from now? Because you're just making them look bad. That's all you're doing.
Three.
Three of them. I bet they're all around Castle Hill.
Yeah, Castle Hill, Rouse Hill, and another one.
That's all the hills, isn't it? You know, you're known through the hills as the man that comes in. Someone's talking about video games and you're just, excuse me, sir.
It's one of the major reasons.
I believe you're incorrect. Yes, you can play games on this one. Thank you, madam. Knocks all the shit off the shelves and walks out the door. Islands, man, we've got a little new segment here, okay? I want to trial it out.
Yeah,
see if we're any good at it, all right?
Brief us, Michael. Brief us on the new segment.
Look, you and I.
Yeah.
I kind of see us as kind of life coaches. Just a little bit.
You've got a little bit more experience than I have.
Do I?
You're
a teacher.
Yeah.
I don't call myself a teacher per se.
Really, I'm the learner of the night before, and then I say what I just learned that night.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that's teaching, isn't it?
I guess it's teaching.
Cool. So I don't even do that.
Okay.
So let's call us both mild life coaches.
Okay, mild life coaches.
Now, what I'm going to do is I found some questions off the beautiful website that I just recently found out that you use.
All the time.
Called Yahoo Answers.
I love Yahoo Answers.
You love Yahoo Answers?
It's so helpful for anything I just do not know.
Wow. I always knew it existed, but I've never used it. Like, I've never thought to use it.
Really?
Yeah, just never thought to.
It's always, like, second behind Wikipedia. When something isn't, like, direct and someone's put a question up there, I can just find the information really easily.
How long does it take someone to... type it in.
I don't know. I've never typed something in.
Oh, so you've never actually posed a question.
I just get the information.
I thought that you were going on there asking for advice and stuff.
Never. Okay. Oh, my. No.
No, no. No. Okay, no, right. Okay. So you're just getting old answers to someone else's question.
Yeah, they're usually six years old, but they're still the same info.
I see. Okay, fair enough. Well, what I've done, Lensman, is I've dug through the treasure trove that is Yahoo Answers and found some real good questions in there, okay?
Okay.
And you and I, as mild life coaches, are going to answer them. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Let's do it. Let's see what the world is asking.
We're going to try and make this a weekly thing, a per podcast thing, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. This is the first question. What could I draw for my boyfriend? I'm terrible at drawing. We were joking around and he told me that he wanted me to draw him something. And I told him I would. I have no idea what to draw, though. He's a wrestler. So maybe something to do with that. Or something cute that has to do with our relationship. Help me decide! Exclamation mark. Okay.
I love those wrestlers.
This is Katie, by the way.
Okay, Katie.
Katie, like 183 or something.
Can we hear to answer your questions?
Yeah. Okay, Katie. Now, your boyfriend's a wrestler and you want to draw something to do with wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you want to draw something cute and...
to do with the relationship. Yeah, all right, let's cross that one off the list.
He's not going to enjoy that one.
He's not going to enjoy this at all, okay?
No.
Any of these. No. But that's the one he'll enjoy the least, okay? Don't get me wrong.
We know we would, yeah, so...
Yeah, but he won't be enjoying any drawing that you do for him. He's a guy, okay? He doesn't care.
That's what a kid draws a parent.
Yeah.
And you have to like it.
What's he going
to
do? Put it up on his fridge? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know what the age
write
difference is.
Write your name
is.
On it. Put the date.
Who knows?
26 years old?
Exactly. So, look, he's not going to enjoy it either way. But, hey, if he's a wrestler, what are we thinking? Like, and when she says wrestler, does she mean pro wrestler?
Or is this like a hobby? Like,
no. Or does she mean like the dudes that wear like
the
Greco-Roman wrestling, you know?
Okay.
Ones they do in high school.
What if she draws him in his tights?
Hmm.
Does that work?
Well, that always begs the question. If they're real tights, okay?
Yeah.
And this is what I need to tell you, Katie. If they're real tights, okay? You better add a little bit extra in there, okay?
Yeah, just...
Be nice. That's all I'm
be
saying.
Be generous.
We've all been in tights before.
And we've realized...
And we know that no one is flattering in them, okay? John Holmes isn't flattering in tights. It doesn't matter who you are. What you do is give him a big old hog downstairs.
Just add some bulk.
And you know what? I'm going to rescind what I said before. He will enjoy that. Okay, there's one more question,
okay,
Lizman.
Another question for the week. What is the world asking, Michael?
We'll do two questions a week.
Two questions a week.
How about that, all right? That's easy. We can get through that.
Yeah, easily.
Look, I'll give you a choice of two. There's this first one. Okay. You ready for this?
Okay, here we go.
This is the... because they all have a title. This is called... Heard our tenant masturbating. Okay. Pretty good one. Okay. I'm giving that a 9.5. But.
The next one. I'm excited. What is it?
This is the title. Why do I keep ripping sick farts? And you know, Lindsay and I are no stranger to a fart joke. Are we going with A or B?
Oh, I'm going to go with B.
All right, B
I'm
it
going
is.
B.
B it is, all right.
Sick fart.
Let's get it, okay. So I keep farting rather hard and it smells really bad. Also, my burps smell like sulfur, so it's probably acid buildup or something. I ate like 2,000 oranges yesterday. They were just so good. So that brings me to my main point. Why do I keep ripping sick farts? Sorry I phrased that so crudely. Every few minutes, I'll feel a rumbling in my tummy and just wait like 5 seconds, lift my leg, and for the third time, rip a sick fart. And now he lists off three things here that he wants you to know. Number one, this is not, in capital letters, a joke.
Okay.
Number two, please help me, I'm tearing my family apart. And number three, the farts at first were just like a little... silent, non-smelly, but now they are loud, crude, nasty abnormalities that are burning up my anus. Okay. This
man needs our help.
This is from, it's got his name blanked out for good reason, I think. All right.
Okay.
Where do we go from here?
Man.
Let's be honest, everyone in the world.
200 oranges.
Has, no, it's not even 200, it's 2,000.
2,000 oranges.
2,000 oranges, really needed his vitamin C for that day.
Yeah.
But now, my main man here is ripping sick farts. Where do we go from here?
My goodness. Where do you go fart?
Where do you go farts, Lindsay?
Where do you go fart? Where do you start with farting, Michael?
Well, mate, for one thing, step outside, okay?
Yeah, you got to just get some fresh air.
Air it out, okay? Yeah. If you're in an apartment, maybe you got a balcony.
Yeah,
maybe you don't. Maybe just stick your ass out the window.
Just open a window.
Yeah,
have a fan blowing it out.
Why would you be farting in an apartment with a window closed, Jack? Okay?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Just step out.
Yeah,
next
step
thing,
out of the thing. Next
maybe
thing.
You shouldn't be around your family. Maybe we shouldn't blame it on the dog. You can't blame it on the dog.
Dogs don't tend to fart that often, though. I feel like that's a real human trait. I feel like I've never, like, don't get me wrong, dogs fart all the time.
And they're always silent, though.
Yeah, they're always, well, I don't know. I've heard Jazz fart a few times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she kicks them out. And maybe that's because she's getting older. It's a bit like old people. Yeah. You know, they don't care anymore.
They just let one rip.
Yeah, but they don't fart that often. That's just a real human thing to just be going, just dropping them all over the shop.
So this guy's dropping farts left, right, and center. Mate, stay outdoors.
Yep, stay out.
Good.
Keep it well ventilated.
Go camping until you come home.
I don't, like, what is the aftermath of this, though, you know?
What settles a good fart?
No one really answers this question.
Yogurt? Is it yogurt?
Nah, I think that's thrush, Lindsay. I'm not 100% sure. It's all good cultures, you know? Once it gets in your stomach.
Let's get the hormones in there.
Yeah. Well, look, he's eaten a lot of oranges. He reckons it's acid buildup. I say the best thing for acid buildup is milk. Go nuts.
Well, yogurt and it's really similar.
Oh, it's
the
not
dairy
that similar.
Products. The dairy products.
Oh, no, just go straight milk. Maybe get yourself a chocolate milk in there.
Yeah.
To run with the thing.
Shake
you know?
It up. Jump on a trampoline and they'll be out of your system.
Jump on the trampoline. You're going to shit yourself. That's the end of the answers, Lens.
Answers.
Done.
Solved.
Answered. Answers solved. Perfect.
Michael, I was driving to work the other day. It was like 7 in the morning, still a bit sleepy, just you know, cruising along. I hear on the radio, very casually, an asteroid is coming very close to Earth in half an hour.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, in half an hour?
In half an hour.
And they're just casually mentioning
it. Casually mentioning it, okay. That an asteroid, a large one, is just going to breeze just on by.
By a whisker.
By a whisker.
By a whisker.
By just a tiny, like a
how? Is it just like 0.1
of a mil?
Of a millimeter they have to be off before that just redirects straight into Utah, you know?
Just blows us all away. And I was thinking, what if they've got this wrong? What if?
It's so easy to get that
it's
wrong.
It's so easy. It's like a massive thing. And gravity, you can't quite get all those calculations correct.
Absolutely.
If I'm looking at my watch and these people are just like, half an hour, yeah, it's going to go fast. No.
The times are turning in Lindsay's head. Is you set a stopwatch in your head already?
I just realized I live 40 minutes away from everything that is fun to me. And I was like, come on.
We got like paintball here. That's it. What else do you want?
There's mini golf and aqua golf. They're 40 minutes away. Yeah. I can't get there.
Can't even get someone to eat. The best pie shop's at least 50 away. Come on, guys.
It got me thinking, what could I do with half? If I've been told, if we get told right now, like world news, world's going to end in half an hour. Half an hour, what are you going to do?
I mean, everyone that you know is going to say, you know, sex.
Everyone's going to say.
And I'm thinking, man, that takes up 5 minutes and I'm done. All right, let's let's move on, okay?
Yeah.
Let's get other stuff
done,
all right?
So that's 7 minutes down plus the cleanup.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mate, you're overestimating how long it takes me to clean up. I'm done. I'm
okay.
Ready to go.
Well, okay, there we
Here
go.
Here we go. Mate, are you going to worry about a cleanup if you've got half an hour to go?
Just go.
Don't worry about the mess. Just leave it. Don't worry about the
mess. Get dressed. Just hop on the go-kart. It's so warm. Don't burn yourself.
We can cross off naked go-kart driving while we're at it. Okay? Let's go. What else have we got? I've never shot a handgun before. Boom. That's probably do that. Probably kills.
You shot a handgun in the air as you said that.
Yeah, well.
Boom.
Boom. I assume that's how you do it.
Are you going to pull one from a police officer? And then just shoot it in the air and then give it back to him?
Would you not just be shitting yourself if you're a police officer and they're just like, half an hour to go? And the police officer's like, all right, so everyone's going to kill me now.
All the crims. No, this authority thing means shit now.
Yeah, it's like, well, I could die now. That's great. Perfect. I didn't get any time.
Yeah.
Probably punch a police officer. I'd do that.
Okay.
Nah,
this is okay. We don't know whether we'd do that.
Nah, I probably wouldn't punch a police officer, and not unless I personally knew them. What would you do? What else have you got on your list?
I have no idea.
Well, this boom, we've got half an hour now. What do you do?
Fuck.
Where do you go?
I don't know. Where would I go? What do I do?
You're in the middle of the city right now. Where do you go from here?
I don't know.
Let's just assume your girlfriend's not going to listen to this.
Oh, I can't say. Because she is listening to this, and that's the problem.
Now, Lindsay, I need to use your YouTube expertise here.
It's ready, Michael.
60K views.
Yep.
of, you know, experience behind you.
Most of them are me clicking on them, re-watching them
yep.
to get those views up. But, yeah, still.
You got one from me with my friends.
Still.
I mean, it counts if I just click on it and then close it like 5 seconds later, right?
I don't know. I don't think
still
it does.
Still counts. Sure, it still counts. There's been a prank group. You might have heard about these YouTube prank groups getting quite big now.
Okay.
Yeah, like they go out and they do funny little practical jokes on people and stuff like that.
And then post it on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. An Aussie group has done it, okay? Because there's always Aussie ones. I think Janoskians were one.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of them. But
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're big or something. I don't know.
Who old. Cares?
I'm old now. I don't care. This one's called Reckless Youth, okay? And it's a group. They've got like a 19-year-old, two 16-year-olds in this group.
Okay.
They've gone out.
Young guns.
Yeah, exactly. Young guns. They've gone out and they've decided that they want to do a prank to show if people are going to stop someone from breaking into an ATM. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting? Is interesting the right word or incredibly stupid? Or
I think stupid
fits that better. Because lo and behold, my friend, they got punched the hell out by not a police officer, no police round or anything.
No.
Just a random bystander that saw him trying to crack into an ATM.
Awesome.
Because now,
This is awesome. What's happening.
It broke his nose, right? Like, gave a massive wallop, this guy. Blood all down his face and stuff. It's actually on YouTube if you do want to go check it out.
And the other guy, it's not his fault. He doesn't know that it's a prank.
At all. But isn't that just everyone's fantasy, though? And I know it's yours.
I know it's mine.
It's all yours.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Because you would be the first person to get up there and just lay an elbow into the side of their temple.
Any excuse. I feel like I've got like a fire in me ready to go. It's just...
It's going
to
explode one day.
I wish I just...
It's not a good thing you work at a school.
No, it's not. It's not. But sometimes when I'm out and about, it just feels like if I was a foot taller, I'd be in fights every day. I'm just limited by my size and my height and my arms. If I was just bigger in stature, Michael, I'd just
be
lay
into
people.
Taking out guys left, front, and center.
It's just like, I'd be like smashing people out of the way just to get to the bar. I was like, I'm like a little rat man.
I've literally never seen someone do that. Why would you be the first person to do that?
Because I wait like half an hour for one drink. It's really annoying. I feel like a rat man trying to like squeeze through the gaps.
Yeah,
you know how like you go to a concert, you can't put your elbows down because you have to like move your shoulders? I feel like that.
Yeah, well, like I don't know how that feels. I'm shorter than you. Of course I know how that feels.
But wouldn't it be good just one time? Just one guy just ticks you off and you're just like, this is it?
This is it. Well, what you got to do...
Can I tell you a story of my grandfather?
He
used to get into a lot of fights.
That's Welsh, of course.
And his mate, right? Yeah. His mate, some guy was eyeing him at the bar. Mm-hmm. He said, you want to fight? He goes, yeah, right. It went outside.
What? Just out of nowhere?
Yeah, this is what happens in Wales because like, everyone's just fired up.
Like,
everyone's pissed off for some reason.
For some reason, I'm sure everyone out there is picturing him saying that like with a frown on his face and looking real serious. But in my head, he's saying that with a broad smile on his face. Be like, hey, mate, you want to fight?
He's like, yeah.
Let's go.
So they step outside, right?
Yeah.
This stranger's just like, okay, I'm going to fight this guy. My grandfather's friend gets a shot. You know, in the shot glass.
Like a shot glass, yeah.
Does the shot.
Uh-huh.
Then he bites into the shot glass with all the glass.
I call bullshit.
No, and then chewed the glass.
What? No.
And then spat it out, had all blood in his mouth, and he goes, let's go. And the other guy chickened out.
Mate, that is not true.
It's so true.
I've seen that in Rambo or something. That's not a real thing that happens.
It happens in Wales,
you can't
man.
You bite through a bloody thing with your teeth anyway.
I don't know.
Let alone chew it till you're bleeding out your face.
Those kelts are built with other stuff, Michael. I don't know what they are, but they're tough guys.
I'm sure they are.
But they're not
stupid.
Apparently
they're
they are.
Eating glass stupid, although that does kind of explain Lindsay.
They're just chewing it a little bit, like chewing gum.
Yeah.
And spit it out.
Oh, it does kind of make sense. I mean, you've been chewing on the mic since we got in here.
I hit it quite a few times.
Oh, mate. But that's such a tall tale. That's a tall tale from the Welsh Isles, my friend.
I'm gonna call my tie.
I'm sure he'll say it's true.
Like tie.
Because there's one thing I know about Welsh people is that they're crazy and liars. Lindsay, man, I want to give you the opportunity to tell me something.
Okay. What, a confession?
No, it's not a confession.
What do you want?
I want you to give me a rating out of 100. How psyched you are for the new Godzilla film. How psyched are you for that film?
So psyched. 100 out of 100.
100 out of 100. I do know this. Okay, I'm lying.
I'm super.
I already knew that.
Yeah,
you came up to me. And you said, "Man, I'm so super psyched for this." Okay,
you don't know how and psyched I am.
Yeah, but I said, "Man, I am psyched as well." Saw the trailer the other day. Amazing, amazing. At which point you went off on a diatribe about not watching trailers for anything.
Exactly. I don't watch trailers. Don't watch trailers.
Don't watch trailers for nothing.
No.
Hey, let me ask you this. Transformers 2, you watch a trailer for that?
No.
Transformers 3?
No. Didn't even see it.
Watch a trailer for The Matrix?
Oh, well, maybe because I had to. Maybe because I was a kid and I wasn't sticking to the rule then.
Well, feels like that rule wasn't enforced then, Lensman. Well, actually, no, that's a lie. That's okay. When you're young.
Yeah, it was when I was young. I was 12.
But, Lindsay, what I need to bring up with you is, the next time I saw you, it was almost like the next day, I think.
I think it was the next day.
I think it was the next day. I was like, somehow Godzilla came back up and I was like, oh, you know, Godzilla, right, Lindsay? And he's just like, yeah, I know, right? I watched the trailer the other night. What happened? You were ranting about not watching trailers and how they wreck the film and you went straight home and watched it.
Because you said,
yep.
I'm quoting you, you said the trailer doesn't ruin it. And also you said, and this got me, the roar at the end of the trailer is just super cool.
It was super cool. It's super cool.
But I was just like, oh, I got to see it now. I freaking love Godzilla.
What can I say, Lensman? I'm a very convincing person.
You are.
Very convincing.
I cannot wait for this film.
Yeah, seriously, we're doing the best promo for Godzilla right now. Everyone out there, go check out that trailer. I want to get that roar. I'm going to insert that roar right here.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, chills down the spine.
Love it.
Oh, I'm semi-rigid right now. That was so good. Seriously, though, like,
I'm doing a Godzilla marathon. Do you want to do a Godzilla marathon with me beforehand?
Well, this is the weird thing. I don't think your listeners know this either, that you're actually a big fan of, like, classic Godzilla.
Yeah, classic Godzilla.
Like, Japanese Godzilla.
Yeah, like, not the American one.
Yeah, because
like,
there's only been one American one, I suppose.
I don't know what it was. When I was a kid.
Well, here we go. Anything where you're a kid is going to be messed up.
Dad took us down the old Civic Video.
Oh, mate, Civic. Where was that? Was that when it was in the church at Windsor?
Yeah, it was. It was in the church.
Oh, good. All our Windsor listeners will get that one.
I hired the same movies every time I went there. It was either Godzilla or Return of the Jedi.
Hey, mate, I don't fault you on the second one, but the first one, Godzilla, like the classic.
Godzilla 1932 or something like that.
Really? Like the very first one?
Oh, I think it was the first colour one.
Oh, okay, right.
I think it was one of the first colour ones. It was just amazing.
Unbelievable.
I loved it. I don't know how many times I've watched it.
Hey, and how good of a friend am I? What did I give you for one of your birthdays?
Godzilla vs. Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, and how good was that?
That was a freaking good present.
It's a great film. It's a great film.
I lost it.
Oh, mate.
Gave it to a mate. Come never on. Saw it again.
Come on. We're meant to be going on a bloody Godzilla marathon, and you tell me you've lost the pinnacle of the Godzillas?
The pinnacle of our friendship.
The absolute pinnacle of our friendship is was the best present I ever got you.
The Godzilla of presents.
Exactly. He towered over all my other presents I got you, and now it's gone.
It's gone.
You probably can't even buy that anymore.
I've got a toy Godzilla. I'm going to crack it out.
Oh, you do have one, don't you?
I cannot wait.
Mate, you know where I got that video, though?
Where?
My $2 shop, dude.
Really?
I got it from, like, Crazy Clark's.
Well, let's just go down to Crazy Clark's.
Mate, Crazy Clark's is closed. It's been closed for 15 years.
I miss the old Crazy Clark's.
It's out of business now. We're never going to get that Mechagodzilla back. Listeners out there, if you know where we can download or get Mechagodzilla,
shoot us an email.
Please let us know, and we'll give you an invitation to the Godzilla Marathon.
We will come. Yeah, we'll invite you.
We will come to your place and have it there without you even asking.
We will sit down with popcorn.
Because God knows you've got a better system than I do.
Chalk tops. We'll buy some chalk tops. Yeah. We'll find them. We'll watch Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla.
It'll be just like old days for me and Lens, and you can sit there and serve us Pepsi. Beautiful.
Good news, Michael. I was going to tell you this off air, but I thought I'd let you know. As listeners of the show might know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a teacher.
Yeah, you are.
And at a very good school. Love it. It's awesome.
Sure. No.
I've only been teaching for about 15 months?
Yeah.
So a year and a bit.
About that.
Year
and a bit. I mean, properly teaching for like a month. Let's be honest, yeah.
Yeah. And this brings the problem.
Okay.
Today, I found out I'm getting a prac student to come in.
Oh, no.
And watch
me teach.
Oh, what are you gonna do? I don't know.
Lisa's gonna fuck up in front of us. Is it a girl?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a boy or girl.
Man, you are just get ready a towel on the side. Because can you imagine the flop sweat if you are going to be pracked by an attractive girl. Just a uni student, just a girl in the prime of her life. You know?
What was that supposed to mean?
Well, you know, these things happen.
These things happen.
Uni student.
Uni student struts on in.
Struts on in.
To be her mentor.
Yeah. And I'm not saying anything would happen because clearly it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't because my girlfriend listens to this podcast.
Obviously not. But doesn't make you any more less nervous, does it?
I'm super nervous.
Man, make sure you wear like 3 singlets under that. Maybe some just Tampax under your armpits.
Yeah, just to
soak up that sweat, mate. Soak it up. If you're going to leave and replace them in the bathroom, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you look weird. At least you're not sweaty.
Well, I don't think I'm qualified for this at all.
Clearly not.
I'm not.
Clearly
I'm
not. So, the fact that you're on a podcast right now should tell them that you're not good at that.
It's clutching at straws.
So, what do you teach? Because you can tell the listeners.
I teach history, geography, commerce, and legal studies currently.
Right. So, what are you going to be? What's she going to be pracking in?
She'll probably be pracking in like geography and commerce.
Right. Cool. So, how are you on those subjects? Pretty good. Pretty good on those ones.
Oh, I'm all right.
Yeah, right.
I'm all right. I'm going to say I'm okay.
All right.
I can get by.
Commerce, huh?
Commerce,
yeah,
money and stuff. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, cool, cool. So you won't be lending her any money?
No.
For the canteen or anything?
No.
Good.
No.
Right answer.
But I feel, I don't know, like, what, it doesn't have to be a girl. Why are we making it being a girl? Mate, that just places more stress on me.
Exactly. And you know that that's what's going to happen now.
Do you want
updates? I've sent that out into the universe. I put that up on my bloody vision board. It's a photo of a girl. I'm like, that's going to be Lindsay's prac teacher, an attractive young girl.
Well, like a hot girl who looks up to me or something.
Because you know
like
what the best case scenario would be? If it's just some fat, lardy dude comes in
and
you're just like, this guy's got it, whatever.
Done, yeah, sign him off.
Can have a beer at lunchtime, it's all good, who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter, these kids love it.
Yeah, attractive girl walks in with a couple of sweet pins on her. Mate, you can forget about being a good teacher. For like, how long do they prac for?
A good like nearly 2 terms.
2 terms?
2 terms.
Mate, kids aren't going to learn anything. Better get her to teach the class.
Kids aren't learning anything anyway. Michael, I've got an unfortunate curse. I'm tainted.
Is it your...
What?
Is it the nose thing?
What's wrong with my nose?
What's not the nose?
What, is it good nose, bad
sorry,
nose?
Sorry, never mind.
What? Hang on, whoa. Do speak up. It's been how many years? 20 years, and this is the first time anyone's mentioned something about my nose.
I mentioned everything else but the nose. It's the elephant in the room. Literally.
Fine. I'm tainted with a good image.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend has a photo of me and her in the background of her phone. And in that, apparently I'm like a good-looking boyfriend. I'm a good-looking guy. I'm supportive. I'm like... It's apparently a good photo of me.
Right, so a fair bit of Photoshop then, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's a big Photoshop. I don't know who did it, but someone did it.
Mate, bloody good job.
Thank you. Problem is, occasionally she'll call me when I'm very busy or I can't really talk. I'm probably a little bit grumpy.
Mm.
She looks at her phone.
Classic bad boyfriend Lindsay.
She looks at her phone and says, oh, what a great boyfriend. I'm going to call him. I answer, I'm like, what do you want? I got stuff to do.
What do you want, woman?
You always call. Just leave me alone. For like one day. Just a day. That'd be great.
Look.
So, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should change the photo. I don't know whether I should be nicer. I don't know.
I'm not going to try and paint you with a good brush here because that's a total asshole move, okay? But I'm also not going to paint your girlfriend with a good brush either because who the hell looks at their phone and just sees a picture and is just like, oh, I might call that person. Just out of the blue. You know, I've got a picture of Kermit on my phone as well. I don't just try and call Kermit when I look at my phone. That's so stupid.
Well, yeah, I guess we're just set for each other, aren't we?
I think you are, Lens Man. What have you got on the back? Give me your phone. Give me your phone.
Oh, no, I got a boat.
You got a boat?
I got a boat. It's
every
the best.
Every time you look at your phone, you want to go fishing.
Every time I look at my phone, I'm just like, oh, man, I just want to escape.
Really? That's the photo you've got?
Well, it was a Halo photo before this.
So every time you looked at it, you want to go play video games?
Yeah, it was pretty much that.
So every time you look at your phone, you want to do the complete opposite of calling your girlfriend.
I'm just like, oh, that sounds so good. And then I see the Facebook, the message come up, girlfriend calling. I'm like, oh.
Oh, here we go. The old ball and chain
invisible
again.
Prison.
Yeah, just going to cut my ties with Halo. Yeah. Forget about that fun.
Just
trying to pack up shop.
Just sail on the boat.
Yeah, get on the boat, mate.
Sail away.
Outro. You've been listening to the Snitcher Lens podcast for another week. It's good to be back for 2014.
It is. We've second podcast.
Brushed out the cobwebs now. We're ready to roll. Got a couple new segments in there. Beautiful.
Plenty more laughs.
Plenty more
a
laughs.
A lot more fans.
Do we? Do we have more fans?
Well, we noticed we had fans when we said, hey, where's the podcast for 2014?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
We better shrink, put these things out.
Yeah, it's like, oh, people actually, well, at least two people listen to this.
At least people care.
Yeah, care enough that we're, you know, they're just worried that we killed ourselves out of the sheer fact that no one listens to us.
They're all like, just, what happened to the old Stitch and Lynch podcast?
They're calling the bloody Beyond Blue, going like, you should get in touch with these guys. They're like, seriously, man, challenged.
But kick down the door. They're doing something.
They'll be sitting in a dark, damp room with two microphones.
Not connected to anything. Just mumbling something.
Just mumbling into it. Popping Oxycontins into their mouths. Just shooting up smack. They're a couple of real pieces of shit, those guys.
24-hour meditation segment.
Absolutely. Oh, that's all it is with those guys' lives. They're just total losses.
It's like everyone loves the meditation.
Don't mention it. We've dropped it. We don't want people to notice.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, Snitch.
Don't tell them about the meditation that we're no longer doing because it's too hard to produce.
Yeah, okay. Meditation, not happening.
No.
Because Snitch cracked it.
I didn't crack it.
You cracked it. Snitch is like, we're not doing it anymore. It's too hard to make. I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's hard to come up with jokes with them anyway.
Well, we'll see. It may be back. It depends. Depends, man.
We'll see.
Just don't mention
it. If you demand.
Just don't. Oh, don't demand it. Because then you'll make me. No. I'm not. I will not bow down to pressure from the public.
Snitch and Lynch fans.
Unless someone actually does message us, then I'll probably do it.
Let's rise up against Snitch. Make him work for the show. Make him work for your enjoyment. Your entertainment. Life is short. You deserve to laugh. Make Snitch work.
Life is short. Snitch doesn't deserve a life.
Yeah.
And on that note,
spread the love.
We're Snitch and Lens.
Good night.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
There's been a joke. Oh, Lindsay's got his phone on again.
No, it's fucking someone on old Twitter just tweeted me. Go away. Sorry.
Look at Lindsay.
Another radio station just tweeted me.
Is it someone just fucking tweeting you saying, mate, you should probably tweet more than once a year?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
Probably that.